It's been a busy week in the world of celebrity, or at least it was last week, plus the beginning parts of today. And of course, when it comes to what's happening in the world of celebrity, there is no one more in the know than Z from Zlebs.com. It's our favorite celebrity news portal and hangout. Z, how's it going?
Oh, great, and you, man. I'm sad I'm not there today, though.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm sending you a Bluetooth high five and a Bluetooth low five and like a Bluetooth Macarena. I'm Bluetoothing all this energy to you. Did you receive it?
I definitely receive it. I'm even turning blue.
Fantastic.
Easy.
Jeez, wow, that's amazing. All right. Let's kick it off with this because I've seen this headline everywhere and it just seems so out of character for Kaya Mtetwa, former winner of Idol South Africa, to be kicked out of a hotel in New York. What happened?
Yeah, man. So he kind of like tweeted it on Friday and he was like, guys, I just got kicked out of a hotel at New York Times Square. And people were like, what? For what? What did you do? And he explained that because he was walking barefoot in the hotel. And I think what psyched me out is that, you know, the people who had kicked him out were even swearing at him, you know. So it was just like, I mean, come on. Who would want to kick Kaya out of a hotel? I mean, he's like such a lovable guy. Don't think he's ever hurt anyone or said anything bad about anyone. So it was really, it took us back, but hopefully he wasn't stranded in New York. But the other interesting thing is that Jessica Nkosi, who was rumored to be romantically linked to Kaya, is also in New York. So what a coinkydink. We're just putting it out there.
That is such a disappointing story. I thought you were going to say he was found like shacked up with 15 strippers and cocaine on the side table, and that's why he was kicked out of that hotel.
Look, he's a pastor's son. There's no way he'll put himself in that situation.
He was just barefoot. That's it. What a disappointing
just barefoot
story. See, that's clickbait. See, I'm glad I didn't click on that article when I saw it. Okay. Let's shift gears for a second. Fat Joe has decided to ditch Metro FM and he's moving to another radio station. What's happening?
I'll be honest, I didn't see that one coming. So I know that he had been off air on Metro FM on his weekend show for a while, but I didn't expect for him to move to East Coast Radio, which is based in Durban. And it looks like he's having the time of his life. The transition, because his show with Pearl Tusi was doing pretty well. But I guess with Pearl Tusi briefly moving to America for his for her role in Quantico, kind of, I don't know, maybe shifted the roles a bit. So yeah, Fat Joe is no longer Metro FM. I'm quite surprised. I didn't see that one coming.
Where's he gone to again?
East Coast Radio in Durban.
But a lot of those DJs at East Coast Radio, they actually do their shows up in Joburg, which has always been the oddest thing to me. Is that they have a show that's pushed out in Durbs, but they do it up in Joburg. Isn't he on a show on SABC3 as well?
Yeah, he has a show with Kanye and Bao on SABC3. Never watched it, but I'm sure it's nice.
Yeah, okay. Well, you sound very enthused. Speaking of Pearl Tusi, she's opened up about making it in Hollywood, specifically as an African actress. What's happening?
I thought she was going to say the only interesting about what she had said is that she finally confirmed that she's engaged. Woohoo. But she was just speaking what all actors and actresses say, that, oh, it's difficult in America. Whoop-de-whoop. Well, yeah, it is difficult. It's difficult for everyone in Hollywood. It's a dog-eat-dog industry. But she says, you know what? She's not going to complain. She's going to just pucker it up and, you know, do what she got to do. You know, comb her afro and work her darn hardest.
Power. That's all you can do. Listen, she looks like she's doing very well. I follow her on Snapchat, and it seems like she's living her best life. She's got a big role on that show.
Yeah, she does, man. Quite a impressive role. She plays a role of a Zimbabwean FBI agent.
As you do. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's wrap it up with this. Your good friends over at TLC Africa, because, of course, you guys are doing the next great presenter search with them. They also want to do something with Thando Tabete, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, they just want her to be one of the judges for the show. But I recently found out that Sunday World was asking her about the show. So she confirmed that she'll be one of the judges. But she's kind of in a dilemma right now because TLC is DSTV and she's also employed by the SABC. So she's in a very tricky situation right now. I don't know how that's going to get ironed out, but she, her team apparently is trying to fix that, finalize things and see if she can be officially on TLC.
Isn't it the dumbest thing when you work for one broadcaster, but you can't work for the other? Like, it just feels dumb to me.
It does feel dumb because it's like, look, man, I want to get paid. So just let me be free and get my guap.
Yeah. Any other news coming out of Mabala Noise? Do we know anything else there? How do we get signed? All of that?
No, I have shares there, so I'd like to. Apparently we all have shares there, so I'd like to know how, you know, I could get my fair share.
Producer Kat was signed to Mabala Noise. She got a 5 million rand deal. She just hasn't told anybody yet. Her album's coming out soon. What's it called again? Yeah, that's it. That's going to be out soon.
I saw she was wearing new frames with new guy glasses. So.
Yeah, I see. Making money. Make a rain. All right, that's all the latest celebrity news. Of course, you can keep up to date, minute to minute, play by play over at celebs.com. Z, thank you very much for hanging out.
Yo, what's up, man? Sorry, I was on Cliff Central.
She still is, but she doesn't know. But that's okay. All right, there's the latest celebrity news. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.